Right, this is Donald Stewart for Fringe View here at Venue 13. What you'll be able to hear behind me is the call to the next show, and I'm joined here by Daz James, who has responsibility, is it?
For
programming Venue 13. Daz, what is it, your role at Venue 13?
Well, at Venue 13, I'm the venue manager, but I'm also the overall coordinator on behalf of the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama. So for many years, I mean, we've had sole sort of responsibility for the venue, and it's running for the last 22 years. Previously, we'd cohabited with other organisations and presented products together, but sole management for since 96. And what do I do here? I suppose it's a combination, really. It's an opportunity for students to work from the college safely and supervised and encouraged and developed skills and interaction with all these different companies in a safe environment. So a lot of our students will do this project at Venue 13 as a introductory sort of element to getting into Fringe work. But then subsequent years, then we'll return and work as professionals. You know, we've got many, many alumni, current students, all working Assembly, the Gilded Blue, and all the bigger venues. And they all started here, which is, I think, a good starting point, a good nurturing environment, and the variety of work and productions that we have here is so varied. The examples you were saying earlier is just a brilliant opportunity to work with companies like the one you just heard for the call is a Canadian company. The first one this morning was a company based with mainly out to Taiwan, although they've relocated to London. They're Taiwanese participants, so you've got all this international mix that for my students to be able to work alongside these organisations or these companies, these other schools. Some of them are other art schools, but some are just, you know, independent companies.
So in terms of the product, it can be from anywhere. It's not students necessarily.
No, I mean, the initial mission was statement was to try and promote Welsh and Welsh-based work. But with the arts funding within Wales and everywhere, let's be honest, it's not just Wales, but it's difficult to be able to draw that much work because there's only so much, and quite a lot of them, perhaps our venue's not suitable. We're a little 50-seater venue, which might not be big enough for some of those organisations. I'm guessing that also if it's based on funding, there's probably some remit, some criteria to try and get a certain number of visitors. We may not be able to help them with that, and that's fine. You know, we know our place within the festival. We're at the bottom of the Royal Mile, so we're off the beaten track, which for some is frustrating because it's just that little bit further to go than they think they need to go. But for many, like yourself, who makes the effort to come down, it's worth it. You know, so I think if you know what you're looking for, if you look at our program, people will make the effort. It's great. So so the Wales and Welsh based stuff was strong for a while, but we've had to broaden our remit. But we've also developed a lot of strong ties with a lot of these companies. So year on year, we've had some returning companies. So we host Cal Arts Festival Theatre, so California Institute for the Arts. They've been coming now for, I want to say, 12, 13
times,
maybe even longer. And then we've had Yuffa, which is based out of York University in Toronto, and they've been coming now in probably 4 years, maybe five. So, so there's some partnerships there that have, and returning companies, so, which is great.
Does that build a kind of quality base that you then are looking at in terms of new companies who might have no experience or whatever would not necessarily fit within the Venue 13 criteria, but those who have got a bit of a track record might do?
Well, it helps if they've got a track record, only because we open ourselves up to offers of interest, and in an attempt to program something varied, you know, the first show of the day tends to be children orientated because that works for that age group at that time of the day. Not all the companies, I think this year, the company's never, this is a brand new company, they've never performed as this particular company from Taiwan. So there was a bit of risk involved, but They propose, they pitch their idea, they explain what the product is, comparing it to other offers that have come in. It felt like it suited us. And I think our venue lends itself to certain types of performance. We're not interested in stand-up. We're not really a music venue. We are a theatre space. We are a black box end-on theatre. And that lends itself to a certain type of performance. And some people find us out for that. They hunt us down because they go, right, actually, our show works in that environment. And I think also the resources we have, because we're completely run from the Royal Welsh College of Musical Drama, which is a leading conservatoire in the UK. We have reasonable resources. I would say that obviously we're always going to say we'd like more kit, we'd like more new spaces. We've recently, 5-6 years ago, we expanded. So there's resources there that we've got access to. We bring those up. So actually the technology in the venue is I would say, better than most venues because we've got LED technology, we've got moving heads, we've got digital sound desks. This is all equipment that our students are learning to use. Mm-hmm. And so it's great to give them an opportunity to use it in anger, in the sense that in a live, active environment. So
they provide the tech support as well as the box office support, the marketing and...
Yeah. Myself and a couple of my colleagues, so one is a member of our technical operations team back in Cardiff, and he comes up as our in-house resident light designer and technical manager. Mm-hmm. And so the students will naturally get involved with the shows and be creative themselves. We've always got that back. And, technically, if there's anything, something isn't doing what it's supposed to do, then he's on hand to help sort that out. So we have that support. The box office, actually, the box office is the first year this year that we're actually running our box office off the same system as the one in Cardiff. It's a brand new system. Whereas previously we'd worked with a more local Edinburgh-based company, but they've decided to cease trading because of other commitments, that aspect of their portfolio. So they couldn't support us, so we had to start again. So luckily, the system we have back in Cardiff was able to be expanded, and because it's web-based, we can do all of that.
Yep.
Which actually will allow us to develop the venue even further for next year, looking at maybe online sales for ourselves here rather than just phone and in person. So everything's every year we tweak and improve and build.
Let me take that particular year. You're going to finish on the 27th of August or thereabouts. Mm. Apart from a long stiff drink and therapy after, what does September beyond look like for each year?
Well, yes. I mean, I always compare it to the fourth bridge. You've just finished one end and you've got to go back to the other end and start painting it all over again. And there's this thing. We close August. Come September, we begin to sort of look at settling all the accounts, because we do a deal where the venues or the other companies will pay their fees at the end of the festival, offset by whatever intake they take. So if they make all their money back, we send them the profit. If they don't make it, we just send them the invoice for the difference. Yep. So actually, from a cash flow point of view, that's really a positive, because for a lot of new companies, there's a risk involved, and having that outlay up front is a very difficult thing to do. So
yep.
we're in a position through a contract that we agree to those terms, and actually it's a relief then from their point of view that you don't have to worry about fundraising in advance or so much.
Yeah.
Deposit. So September comes and we're settling up the accounts. We wait for the Fringe Society to send their accounts. So I'm doing all of that in September and October. So just about finish and put those shows to bed in October. And then I get my first phone call of offers of interest in November, December. So we're already starting that dialogue before Christmas. Because we're always working towards the March early bird entry, which is actually a really good thing. It prompts people to get ahead of the game, to try and start those conversations early. And it gives us an idea of what the interest might be, and therefore how varied a programme we might have this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're constantly back and forwards in discussions with all these various companies. Some decide to come with us, some decide we're not right for them. Mm-hmm. It's fine. So there's a good amount of time invested talking and negotiating and everything. And then once we've arranged that lineup in the new year, get the early birds hopefully in by March, then there's a couple of months conversation of developing the technical support and the marketing support. We encourage all the companies that come to us to sort out their own marketing, because it's a dry hire.
Yeah.
So every onus of every the impetus on them to promote their own shows. We'll promote the venue. We always do Venue 13 as a brand, but we don't single out any one show more than another. If and when we regularly have, but when we bring our own shows up from Cardiff from within the college, of course we'll give them the support they need. But not we haven't got one this year. It varies. So they'll support their own, you know, their own shows. But we have a our own brochure, so our marketing partner back in Cardiff helped with that brochure. We have a website, so our website manager helps us because it's sort of an aside from the main college website. So yeah, a good amount of support. And then once I've got a rough idea of what the program is, I then I turn to the academic side of the project, which is asking which students are interested in joining us. So it's aimed mainly at first year students. So they've just finished their first year of the 3-year course. And so by about Easter, I'm going, right, of the first years, who's interested? We usually bring 10, 12 students. What the project is, the level of commitment that's required of them, of course, because they've got to give up 2 weeks of prep in Cardiff, 4 weeks to be in Edinburgh. So it's a long haul of their summer vacation. And so many of the students might say, I've got some casual work going on, or I've got a holiday booked. But for the majority of them, they're saying, well, actually, no, this is my holiday, this is my casual work, and this is what I'd like to spend my summers doing. So I'm looking for that level of commitment. Once I know who's interested, then I start pairing a show up with the students. So each one has a venue liaison. So that student is the point of contact, gets them to know the shows early on, work out what their needs are, documenting those needs so that we can then prepare the venue for their arrival. So again, it gives the students an ownership of the part of the program.
So the first students to arrive in Edinburgh, how far in advance of the fringe starting would they be here?
So we only spend 2.5 days building the venue, and then a day and a half technically rehearsing, and then the fifth day is dress rehearsals, and then we open. So we arrive on the Monday, our first paying customer is Saturday morning. But
which would be this morning?
Yesterday morning. So we've done a whole day, so that's gone very well, and straight in. But in order to be ready for that very tight production period, we'll have done 2 weeks in Cardiff. And I have the luxury of having an empty theatre space in Cardiff that I get to build a replica. So we build an entire replica of Venue 13 in Cardiff. So we use every piece of equipment that comes. If it doesn't work, or if it's not needed in Cardiff, then we
stop here.
It's not here. And also we take a few spares and stuff, because we know that, you know, every hire company has a depot here in Edinburgh, but the rates are absolutely cost a fortune. So we build the entire replica. So we spend a week getting that, and we label everything so that the transfer is smooth. And then we technically rehearse a few shows, of the more local ones. So this company from Taiwan, that's based in London, they came over from London and did their technical rehearsal with us in Cardiff. Museum of Lies, which is a company based out of the University of South Wales, our neighbouring university in Cardiff, they came and technically rehearsed their show with us, and then did a preview for a local audience in Cardiff. So by being a Cardiff-based company, a lot of their family and friends may not be able to make it all the way to Edinburgh. So it's nice to be able to say, well, come and see it in Cardiff, come and preview it. And it allows us to be confident that we can resource that show, support that show fully, so that when it gets here, all they need to do is set themselves up, quick check here and there, and off they go.
Off they go.
Yeah. And we do 9 shows a day. So, you know, we're open, our first show was 10:30. And then you've got 20, 25 minutes, and then the next show's on, and then you've got another 20 minutes, and then the next show's on. So it's quite the tight turnaround.
It's a very tight turn.
Yeah.
So it would be unfair of me to ask which of the shows that you've got this year that you would recommend. So I'm not going to do that.
I'm glad you did.
You did mention Sister University, University of Wales, and their particular show. And given that, you know, originally Venue 13 was set up to promote Welsh drama, and there's not anything from the Royal College this year.
Yeah.
What's the University of Wales set up?
So that's a recent addition to our programme. Last year was the first year they joined us. So the University of South Wales, I can tell you exactly the course that's... I think it's a creative writing or a production performance course. And they, as part of their studies, develop new writing, encourage their students to write and develop work. And then they present it as part of their studies and they're assessed. And then, I guess, I don't know if it's a prize, but certainly a
the carrot for the whole.
Absolutely. Yeah. One is chosen to be put forward for a slot that I have held. It's only a... It's a week out of the three, so it's a very short run. But if you do well and you're the chosen production, you get the full resources, the support of the University of South Wales, pay for a slot, contribute towards the accommodation and transport, and host them, I guess. Mm-hmm. All the profits, I think, all the return, the gate money goes to the company. So it's almost like a Kickstarter opportunity for them to form their new company. Mm-hmm. And it incentivizes them to promote it, because the more bumps and seats they get, the more they can invest back into their own little company they've created. So that was sounded like quite an exciting sort of partnership with the university, who's, you know, we're a wholly owned subsidiary company of the University of South Wales, so we absolutely have a partnership. But their performance courses don't cross over with ours. They don't necessarily fit or work or practically... sometimes to work together, and also our own programs within Royal Welsh, is the venues are hardly ever empty anyway, so this was quite a nice way to have that partnership. And last year we brought a very successful show. I wish we could have had them for all 3 weeks. I thought Fred and Rose was a great piece of work.
It was.
And considering that was a bunch of students writing for a program, and then it developed into something else. So on the basis of the success of last year, we said let's hold a slot available. So this year the show Museum of Lies was selected, and so they rehearsed it with us in Cardiff, and then so they're here this week. So yeah, so that's been quite positive. I mean, it's a tricky one in terms of why don't we bring our own work. Our workload throughout the year is vocational training is quite an intensive training.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get to the end of the academic year, most people say, I'm just going to have a vacation. Mm-hmm. And so to try and encourage people to develop work for the summer is quite hard. If they're graduating students, actors who are leaving after 3 year training, they've all got agents, they're all looking for professional work. Mm-hmm. It's hard in March to buy into and say, right, we're bringing a production. And then they might not have got an agent by this point. And then when they get an agent, and then their agent starts getting them work, are you going to go and do a fringe project at a lovely little venue in Edinburgh, but possibly not make any money, versus a professional paid job at wherever that might be? So the third-year actors do find it difficult to commit to that. So if we do bring a project of any kind, it's usually first-year, second-years who want to have a go, and they've formed their own company. And they'll get our support, but there's still a financial investment because, you know, the funds as they are, we can't necessarily bankroll a production. Because, of course, you know, if we do it for one, we might have to do it for more. Yep. And, of course, the college says, well, there's a selection process. And that's not my background. You know, I'm a senior lecturer in stage and production. So I look after, you know, the training of stagecraft and production managing, all the drama productions predominantly. So my day job is fast enough as it is without having to recruit and select an in-house production for performance. I mean, I do have the support of the acting staff who, you know, if they're aware a student's interested, and I'll go, are they any good? What was the piece that, you know, have you read the script? They may sort of give me some feedback, but it's another layer, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Daz, thank you very much for spending some time. And venue's open from 10:30 in the morning right through from now until the tail, right very end of the Fringe.
Absolutely, yes. I think the last performance is the, I want to say the 25th. I think it's the Saturday.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.